Now to Papua New Guinea, where a spate of horrific murders linked to sorcery has prompted an investigation into how to rein in the violence. The practice dates back years, but there have recently been some particularly gruesome killings, including a woman who was burnt alive on a main street in one of PNG's biggest towns. Our correspondent Liam Fox reports.
Sister Regina Are from Chimbu province in PNG's highlands is lucky to be alive.
They want to bury me alive, but my good Lord don't want me to die, so he saved my life. So I thank you for this, and I want to put it to the public.
Last year, a male relative of her husband died, and her husband's family accused her of using sorcery to kill him.
They got the knife and put it onto my neck, and they said, "You must open your mouth," and said, "Yes, I did this."
But Sister Regina didn't open her mouth, so her interrogators tortured her with a hot iron bar. The brave 24-year-old shared her horrific ordeal at a conference in Goroka that aims to address a perceived increase in sorcery killings. The belief in sorcery or witchcraft is widespread in PNG. Even well-educated Papua New Guineans believe supernatural powers can be used to harm or kill. Deaths that are not readily explainable are quickly attributed to sorcery, and the relatives of the dead look for someone to blame and exact revenge. The conference heard the victims are often women and the most vulnerable in society, like the elderly, widows and orphaned children.
Suspected sorcerers are tied with cords, publicly interrogated and disgraced, thrown alive into rivers, tied and thrown alive over cliffs, locked indoor and burnt alive, buried in pit toilets, suffocated, hung on trees.
Reverend Jack Arame from the Melanesian Institute is PNG's leading expert on sorcery killings. He says they're becoming more violent and more frequent. Reverend Arame puts the increase down to the collapse of traditional society and a lack of development.
While lack of development is evident in many places, people's expectations for a better life is high. However, when expectations are not met, people resort to sorcery as a means of seeking answers or as a shortcut to meet the expectations.
Ume Wainetti from the Family and Sexual Violence Action Committee is one of the organisers of the conference. She says the aim is to come up with a comprehensive plan to address the causes of sorcery killings and present it to the government for implementation.
Many of us have been either sitting back or too scared to say anything.
Yeah.
And in the last 2 years, we've seen more and more women being killed. And so for many of us, it's a gender issue.
And that's Ume Wainetti from the Family and Sexual Violence Action Committee, ending that report from our PNG correspondent, Liam Fox.